Is it still too late to tie them up?
Yes.
They ran, so they're gone. I'm like,
They're huddled in the corner, and they're crying, and they're curled up in balls in the fetal position. They're ruined for life.
Good. I'm happy I made their lives better.
Can I offer them rations? They're probably hungry.
No, you cannot offer them anything.
Okay, got who it. Is the skeleton key?
Me.
I'm grabbing it from you and going to the door, opening it and going through.
Wolfie, can I tie them up? Can I tie them up and just carry them on my back?
No.
Yes. Meanwhile, I'm sulking in the previous room because the professional bard who's meant to be persuading people just got shanks. Just got owned.
Hey, I'm a warlock. I'm naturally charismatic. I'm a sorcerer.
You're a sorcerer.
I'm naturally charismatic. Yeah, sorry. I was like thinking about your campaign. Sorry, my mind kind of blanked there.
Wolfie, let me tie them up. Let me tie them up.
No, you're moving on now. So as you go through, you see kids littering. So there's like a small hallway. You go through. This room is like another. It's 60 by 10. It's lit up, and hold on one second. Okay. Everyone make me a perception check.
Okay. Hold on a second. Perception.
Eight.
It is. Three.
10. Wait. 14.
10.
15.
Okay. 14. So you guys see kind of like this weird altar thing, and underneath it is an elf boy with a wolf, just like the symbol, imprinted on his forehead.
Huh.
Can I walk up to him and talk to him?
Wait, I'm going to search the room. Is anybody else in this room? This room?
There's a bunch of kids littering all over. There's that kid underneath the altar. You're welcome to search the room, though.
Are they asleep or are they awake?
They're no goblins?
Asleep. I'm going to search the room, then.
We should talk here, party members. We should talk. Because we have a chance to possibly get free of this situation. The candidate...
Kill that kid, we're done.
That's what I'm thinking. The candidate does not have to stay alive. And if the candidate dies and we go back and tell the chief that, it was sadly killed by the goblins because the goblins were paid by some other team, we could get out of here, maybe.
So, just to remind you, if you fail, you die.
Yeah. Oh, Wolfie, and my investigation was for whatever is in the room. I had a 19.
So now I thought the warning was if we refuse to play, we die.
You refuse to play, you die. Your ward dies, you die. Your ward loses, you die. That's a fail condition.
Okay.
Wolfie. People. Can I just start gathering up the children?
Just then, because of the 19, right behind, I'm going to say you, Ian, there's a bugbear.
Shit.
Okay.
And Marcel notices it.
Mother! And I point out quietly, without saying a word, I point out to the...
What's your armor class, Ian?
14.
The bugbear hits you with his, with a big, just arm swipe.
Okay.
And he does 4 points of damage.
Okay. I'm still alive. I'm not dead yet.
All right.
So
I guess
everyone roll initiative.
Yep. Okay. I got natural 20. So 21. I got 21.
10.
21.
I got 7. I got 21 also.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, I got nat 20. Roll. Nice nat 20, bro.
Yeah, me. I rolled a bad one.
Well, no, the bugbear rolled a 5.
So, wait, so he's before, I mean, after me? What the heck? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright, let's take him down!
Alright, Brendan, what did you get?
10.
10. Marcel, what did you get?
7.
And then, Ian, what did you get?
21.
Wilmer got a nat 20.
Mm-hmm.
Gray, you got?
21.
Okay. And what did they get? Huh, interesting. Gray and Ian, do a roll off for me. Roll d20.
Oops, that's what I just know. Okay.
No modifiers?
No modifiers. 12. Just straight.
8.
All right, Ian goes first out of the two of you.
Okay. So I'm going to turn around.
Hold on 1 second. There's some people still before you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, not 20.
All right. Well, actually, someone who trumped even you.
Didn't you say the bugbear rolled a 5?
Yeah, but it wasn't the bugbear.
What the fuck?
Everyone make a perception check.
Son of a bitch. I hate you. Ah! I got a 15.
18.
Perception. Okay. 6 9. For me.
15.
okay, so you see another one of these translucent figures. It looks like the one that used the true resurrection on Wilmer. It picks up the boy marked with the wolf and dashes out of the room.
Hey, okay, we need that.
I guess that's one problem less we have to deal with, maybe.
What did we come here for if that thing could do our job for us?
Yeah, exactly. Wait. Here's a bigger question. Why the hell did it do it his dang self? This person could have, you know. What the hell, you lazy pricks? He's saying this out loud, by the way. He's actually saying this out loud.
And then you also see the other one. It starts dragging the kids away from the battlefield.
So I point that in. Hey, you, kill this thing for us.
And it starts moving them, so that way you can use magic without worrying about hitting the children.
I don't care if I kill the... Oh, no.
I was going to do that anyways.
I think they pissed me off to the point where I want to use magic this time. Screw this.
Okay, so Wilmer, it's your turn.
All right. Wait, so to hit...
What do you need to hit?
Yeah, what do I need to hit? Wait, that's a good question.
You need to hit a minimum 16.
16.
You're not supposed to... Never mind. I'm not going to say anything.
I'm going to let you guys know this, as I believe in what Johnny does from Eurogamer. He gives the spell DCs and everything and all that kind of stuff to people, just because it's more fun. Especially when they fail.
17.
That hits.
All right. And then I'm going to use a great axe, which is 1d12 plus 4. I got 11 damage.
Wow, nice. So, Ian, it's your turn.
Okay. Just a quick background question. Is disengage an action or is it a bonus action?
Action.
Action.
Oh, darn.
If you're okay. A rogue, they actually have a bonus action for disengaging.
Got it. So I'm going to... I'm actually gonna,
wait, we could have told the invisible person whatever, there was 3 more, whatever, or 4, whatever, in that other room. Oh, well.
They probably grabbed them.
Okay, cool.
Are there any other creatures near this bug bear besides me? Within melee?
Well, technically, the group, when you guys were having the discussion, is kind of near you, but otherwise, not really.
Okay.
You're within 10 feet of your party.
Got it. I guess what I'm going to do then is... I'm going to disengage. And I'm going to just take a few steps out of its melee range. Do a 5-10-foot move towards the party. And I will wait there.
Okay. Gray, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm just going to run up and stab him with a dagger.
Okay.
22.
That hits.
Kinky.
Yeah. I don't know where I want to roll my d4s. 3.
Alright. So you stab him and he kind of... You stab him right in the body cavity, blood spurts out, but didn't really feel much.
I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
Natural 1.
Natural 8. You fall prone on the ground.
Nice.
Nice, bro.
Hell yeah.
Who is next? Brendan.
Okay, I'm gonna go up and hit it with my warhammer.
Okay.
I got a 6.
So you swing your warhammer, and it was like everyone who's watching is just kind of wondering, why did you swing a mile away from it? Even the bugbear is confused by this.
He's confused. Quick, now. It's our kids.
Marcel, it's your turn.
Can I get a move around it or whatever to flank it so I can...
Yes.
Yay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to hit it with my quarterstaff.
Okay.
I'm going to take the 15. All right. I rolled a 15.
Excuse me.
Does it hit it?
You just barely miss. Alright, so now the bugbear is let's see here. He is going to draw his morning star and he's going to clobber you, Marcel.
Oh goody.
Jesus Christ.
So in his windup, he pulls it back and he hits himself in the back.
Yes! 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 He critically failed.
Oh, that please was a kill him. Please kill himself. Right? Please kill himself. That'd be hilarious. I've seen this happen before.
Yes! Oh my god. Does net 20 damage.
That'd be awesome.
So he reels. Like, he is like, his whole back looks like he busted in all of his ribs, and he's definitely hurt his vital organs. But he's still up, just barely.
Oh, it's time. Hit him. Oh, it's time. Oh, it's time. Okay.
I guess you're welcome, I guess. That's somehow the attack me and he failed, I guess. So.
And then...
Wish you'd been there when I was attacked.
Yeah. Okay. So Wilmer, it's your turn.
First, I'd like to rage.
Okay.
So that's plus 2 melee damage with strength weapons. Okay. And then, let's try and use my great axe again. 16. Okay, I got another 17. Hell yeah.
That hit.
And then roll a d20, and then that's plus 6. Or d12 plus 6. Plus 6. 12 damage on him.
So you ram your great axe into his chest. Like, brute strength. Poof! Caves in, collapses backwards. Marcel, roll me a dexterity save.
Critical Marcel? Fail. Marcel, push to talk. Push to talk. Marcel?
Sorry about that. Say it again. Yeah, I was getting food again. Sorry.
That's okay. Roll me a dexterity save.
Hold up. I gotta go back upstairs again. Right, well, okay. Hold on a second. Gotta check on something. Dex save, do I have? I hate you so much right now. Okay. Okay. That's better. 15!
Okay, so you just hop to the side and the bugbear falls down. Right where you were.
Ha! Ha! Dead?
Yeah. So there's one more door that leads out of this room.
Can I loot the bugbear? Leads...
Yes.
Yes.
You find a key that goes to the lightning bolt door. You find a diplomatic pack with 30 gold worth 30 gold. You find another bell worth another gold. You find a jug worth 2. You find this thing called arrow catching shield.
Is somebody writing this down, by the way? Just want to ask.
Who's finding all these things? Is Marcel finding all these things, or?
Yeah.
Wilmer.
Okay.
I'm finding all of these.
Yeah. 10 more potions of healing.
Ooh.
And a dwarven plate armor.
Ooh. Hella loot. Pretty good.
Oh. All right, so as you guys look around, you're actually on the other side of the lightning door.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You've gone all the way around.
Ah, oh, you...
How clever is that?
All right. So we have to open this door, I assume?
I think so.
All right. And let's try the key that I have.
You also all get 40 experience points.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, let's open this door then.
I'm going to go ahead and recover. I'm going to go back to full health by consuming a health potion.
Okay.
How much XP? 40?
Yeah, 40. Yeah.
So we need 9.
I'll actually roll for a health potion too. So 2d4
Are we sharing the health potions with the group?
Yeah, do you guys need some?
I mean, probably.
There's a ton of health potions, so that way everyone can have some.
Yeah. Nobody asked me. I mean, I'm keeping the 9 plus the 4 I have, or 3, whatever. So, hugging. Wait, then again, does someone want to burn a spell? Nah. I don't want to.
Can anyone use this dwarven plate?
I can't.
I mean, I can use the shield.
I'm gonna equip the shield, because I have shields. Because I use I'm not armored. Because I have unarmored defense.
You can use shields?
Yeah, it stacks up. I can't use armor, but shields stack up.
Shields and armor.
Yeah. No, it's class features. While not wearing armor, your AC equals 10 plus dex modifier plus con modifier plus any shield bonus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sweet. I think Monk can't even hold a shield. That's what I thought.
But yeah, we have there's Dwarven Plate, if anyone can wear it.
I mean, I can wear Plate. Yeah, I can wear Plate, I'm just not that small.
By the way, all this was random loot that I used the random loot generator for, so.
Nice.
Mm. Okay. We gained 41 XP for this last encounter.
40. We're 9 away from level 2.
Whoa!
Rad, bro. Hello, Rad. Wolfie's gonna bring us up to, like, 1 away from level 2, and then he's just gonna, like, he's randomly gonna say, yeah, that's the campaign, guys. It's over.
I just thought about that, honestly. And then I was like, no, that'd be mean. The 9 away is just fine. So do you guys go through that door?
Yeah. With the key, right?
Yep. So you unlock it. As you walk through, you see the kid with the wolf mark rested up against the staircase.
Someone should stay with him, and the rest of us should round up the rest of the children so that we can collect the reward.
I will get the children so you know you idiots don't scare them.
I'll grab the kid with the wolf mark.
You will grab no kids.
I will grab kids with the wolf mark, okay? Listen here, bucko.
No, you aren't going near any of them.
I'm grabbing the kid with the wolf mark.
So the kid with the wolf mark starts coughing and comes too.
Hey,
I'm gonna go to him.
A potion of healing.
And he doesn't need it, you idiots. And he goes, he looks at you and he goes, who are you?
I guess we're the ones who are supposed to make you the king.
I guess so.
I'm gonna go up to the kid with the cleric, and I'm gonna kneel down, and in a very gentle voice, I'm gonna say, okay, this has been a hard week for you, but we're here to help. We're gonna get you back to your grandpa.
You're sick, kiddo.
Okay.
That's what my character says.
He stands up and he starts walking up the stairs.
I'm gonna go with him.
I'm gonna go get the rest of the kids.
So as you guys come up there, Chief Atita and a bunch of men are gathered around with pitchforks.
Greetings, Chief Atita. As you see, we have found your grandson. There are also other children of the village below. My companions are gathering them together to bring them to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all that you have done. And he pulls out a bag of 100 gold pieces and hands it to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wolfie.
Yep.
Can I, there was another door that we never entered, right? The one that we, between the two doors?
You just exited through it.
Oh, okay. Cool. I was like, I'm gonna break down that door if it's not open yet.
No, you opened it from the other side.
Okay, we're good then. Oh.
Let's carry these kids up there.
Atita sends the men down there to give you guys a hand. And they bring up the screaming children.
I try not to laugh. I'm like,
who are just saying gibberish, so no one understands that you scarred them for life.
Forgive us, Chief.
Who, me?
We tried to wake these children and bring them to a safe place, but they were terribly frightened, and we were unable to help them.
We didn't do anything.
Being kidnapped by goblins would cause such a thing.
Yes, I'm certain it did.
Roll me a persuasion check.
Sure. Just a
wait, can I help them?
Get to my skills.
Yeah, you can. And just
persuasion. Critical. Give me a good roll. 12.
Oh, 17.
Why do I have the feeling, though, that that's not the full story?
Not all of us are the best with children, and
they looked at me.
many of them attempted to help the situation, but the situation was not.
I just point at the dragonborn and go, "He set himself on fire."
I tried to juggle the torches. There was nothing else there.
The chief just kind of facepalms and then goes, "Well, at least you got my grandson." And he turns his head. Everyone make a perception check.
Yeah.
Is the kid gone?
No, he's right there next to his grandfather.
Okay.
Oh, I rolled a 17.
The spooky boys.
I rolled a 7. Wait.
23.
Nope. What? Nope. Wait. 11. Sorry. No, an 11 here.
13.
So you all notice.
Plus four.
But you all got over 5, right?
Yeah, we all got over 5.
Yeah.
You all notice that the boy is elf, but he is human.
Hmm.
Oh.
Can I ask the boy if he wants any, like, food, or if he's hungry, or if he's hurt?
No. Do you guys bring up that information, or are you just going to let it go by?
I don't care.
We don't judge. I don't judge.
Truly. Half-elf though he may be, he is
he's not half-elf, or less
worthy.
Not half-elf. He's full elf.
So wait, you said he's elf, but he is human. How does that work?
Exactly why I was like, do you want to ask questions?
So okay, hang on. I'm not getting the logic here. If he is fully elf and is fully human, how does that manifest? And
Wolfie, can I pull away the chief and like talk to him about it?
Yeah. No, the chief is fully human. The boy is fully elf. If I'm getting this right.
Yep.
Yeah.
The chief is fully elf.
They're and not the boy related. Is fully.
Okay. All right.
You got it reversed now.
Yeah.
Wait, so can I ask the chief about, like...
Yeah, you can ask him.
Like, can I pull him away? So, like...
You could ask him right here if you wanted.
I'd like to pull him away and ask him.
Okay.
So I don't, like, cause any mess.
So, he walks... as you pull him away, he asks, what is the matter?
I'd like to understand the reason for... the kid being an elf, but also being human.
The boy is technically not mine.
Do you know anything about it?
Well, I know a little bit. You see, when I was of a younger age than I am now, I was an adventurer. And
oh no! Why do you take an arrow to the knee?
Uh, So I came across this caravan that was destroyed by drow. There were two children in this caravan, nestled away, crying. One was this boy, marked with the symbol on his forehead. The other was a tiefling girl, also marked with this symbol. I took it upon myself to raise both of them as their grandfather. Everyone in the village knows.
Wolfie, have you been playing another Eden recently?
No, I have not. Why do you ask?
Okay, similar plot line involved. Sorry.
Oh. So, Wilmer, what are you going to do with this information?
I'll relay it to the party in, like, secret. Or, like, while we're, like, when we go, like, back and, like, take a rest.
Everyone make a perception check.
Perception check.
Natural. Natural one. Oh, God.
10.
I've become blind.
14.
I've become blind.
18.
I look up. Okay, Marcel, right here.
You turn around and you see there's a portal opened up that looks like it leads back to your barracks.
And I tell them that it's like, oh, looks like our way back, guys. And I point to the thing and start heading off to that direction.
Everyone who, all of you missed it, make an intelligence check.
And I did point to it physically so you can like see where I'm pointing at.
Oh, I had to make one of these perception checks? I did not know.
19.
Well, I got an 11, so I have just to roll an intelligence.
It's just straight intelligence?
Yeah, just straight intelligence.
16.
I'm just really glad I rolled a 19. 17.
Intelligence. I rolled a 16.
If you roll a 1 or a 4, you're in trouble.
I rolled a 16.
Okay. You all see what Marcel's character is pointing to.
Doesn't see it. Walks back to the village.
I have a minus 2 intelligence. That was very likely.
The chief says, "Goodbye, my friends. I will see you next time."
Wait, what?
I bid you adieu.
Peace, love, chicken grease.
Well, I suppose it would do no good to stay here, as our masters can only send their agents to kill us here anyway. Let us go back.
Wait, is the place still on fire? Because I remember last time it was still on fire.
No, it's not on
fire
anymore.
They put it out, by the way?
They put it out.
Dang it. Okay, cool. I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm just like, damn. Oh, well. Walk away. Hey, I can say this for certain. Yeah, I am an agent of chaos, and the greatest thing about it, it's fair. Huh? Chaos. Okay.
All right, so you all went back through?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Jess is standing there looking at the map. As you come through, and she turns, and she counts your heads, and then she's like, "Well, I didn't expect you all to return."
Well, so we have. Are you pleased?
I'm glad to disappoint you, lady.
I'm not disappointed. I'm happy. Maybe the wolf will win for once.
Wait, for once? How many times has this, whatever, been going on?
This competition has been going on for 30,000 years or more.
How often does it happen?
Every 1,000.
Hmm. What were those invisible creatures that kept rezzing these two and killed
things?
What
invisible creatures?
Two invisible things.
I talk over him and just spout gibberish. I don't know what to say. I just shout gibberish.
I'm just like yelling hee hee around like everything.
I'm shaking my head.
Well, so technically, in this pocket dimension that we're in, and the dimension of the world, of the Kingmaker, there is no such thing as time. For all you know, it could have been in the future king and queen of the wolf playing in to help you.
So is that just you're telling us it's that?
Honestly, I have no clue what it was.
I'm too tired for this.
Just speaking gibberish. The other one is...
I just go and lie down in my bed. And
now that makes me a little bit worried. Because they might turn on us eventually. So I'd be wary about that, guys. Because, you know...
I would suggest that you do not sleep in your armor tonight. Get some rest, though. In the morning...
I'm sleeping in my armor.
Your next mission will be given to you, and you probably will meet your god. She walks out of the
god!
Room.
I don't trust any of you, so I'm sleeping in my armor.
We should probably...
Wow, really? I mean, too.
This is a place of controlled danger.
I don't even know any of your names.
Hey, let's manage the reward.
Wait, let's introduce ourselves first, so we can get to know, at least know each other's names, at least. At least we can do that for each other, at least. The name is Melchior, by the way.
Melchior, the sorcerer. I am Jeremion, a bard of half-elven extraction.
My name is Zalmakesh. You can call me Zal or X. If you call me Zalmakesh, I will bury my Warhammer in your chest.
And I am Erikol Drarnajath.
Who's the beautiful...
Erikol Drarnajath. Dragonborn
of
your... No, it's Draconic.
Wait, I understand it then. What the heck?
Is there like a first and last name in that somewhere?
Yes. First name Erikol, last name Drarnajath.
Is there a shortened name that we can call you so we don't have to say your full name or whatever? Because it makes it shorter, easier to pronounce.
You can call me Rack.
Okay, Rack. Cool.
Hi, Rack. Hi, X.
Yeah, and you can call me Mal.
Hi, Mal.
Cool. Yeah.
You can call me Gray. I can do this with my face, and then I put my hand over it, like the smile frown thing, and then it turns into some distorted, very creepy face.
Ooh, do it again, do it again, do it again. Fun.
Okay, I do it over and over again.
Yes. We should probably handle sorting out the reward and making sure it's equally distributed and handle anything else that we may need to do.
The orc who, or no, excuse me, he was an elf. The elf from the armory walks in.
Hello?
Reward? Did we get a reward?
Yes, we got 100 gold, I believe.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You must have gotten it then. I didn't get anything.
Somebody was handed the 100 gold.
The elf pulls out like this round ball, which is a seeing crystal, and he shows it to you, and it shows the 100 gold being handed to your character, Ian.
Ah, well, I guess it was that. Well, here it is. Pull it out. Who gets it?
How many people are here?
Is there anything to buy in this place? I think not.
Not here, but so the elf speaks, and he goes, not in here, but inside the world where you've just come from, there's plenty to buy.
How many people are in our party right now?
Four, I think, isn't it?
Five.
Four? Five?
One, two, three, four, five.
Five, so let's split it 20.
Farewell. If you wish, and I toss the bag into the middle.
The elf then says, would you guys like me to store any of your extra gear?
Yeah, here, take the splint mail. And I just throw it at him.
Don't do that!
Spiceful,
don't do that! You!
I'll hand the dwarven plate and the diplomatic pack.
He takes both and he bows. Thank you, good sirs. And then he walks off to the armory.
And then 20 gold each.
What's up? Oh, yeah. I still got the other stuff, don't I? Who else wants a potion of healing? I have 9.
I'll take, or plus. I'll take some.
How many? 1, 2?
I guess I'll take 3 total.
Give me 2.
From everyone.
Okay.
Stored.
So it's 6 left.
There's 5 of us, so.
Shall we tally 9, 7, up our 10. Potions and divide them evenly, or?
Yeah, let's just divide it evenly. So there's 9. Yeah. I'll put it down, and then.
I think 3 might be pretty close to even.
I put 8 down on the floor along with Marcel's 9.
I put 9 down on the floor.
Minus 2. Yeah, that's right.
So how much do we get each?
18. Oh. 26 total.
So 26 divided by 4.
5 divided by 5.
Divided by 5.
5 each, and someone gets 6.
Well, we should. Who's our cleric?
I am. I'll take 6.
Yeah, take that because you'll be healing.
Exactly.
But you also got the healing hand or whatever, right? Or whatever?
Yeah.
Something like that. So everybody gets 4, I guess?
Indeed.
5.
Cool. 5, and I get 6.
Cool. I get 9. Aha, I have all 9 total. But I forgot I still had 4. Wait. 9 total. Wait. I forgot I had 4 more, but I didn't tell the others. Wait. Boom.
So don't trust Ian or Marcel's character. We know that now.
Because I remember I got 4, and I was like, oh, okay, oops. I forgot to dealt that out, too, but you know what? Oh, well. I forgot. And, who wants the, I guess I'll keep the torch, since it's still high, so high that there's a soap, candle, iron that we left. Does anybody want it? We just chuck it,
there's
whatever.
There's one now? Candles in my pack, thank you.
Soap, candle, iron. And I also put potion of visibility down too. I forgot I had that. Here you go. Does anybody want it?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I guess nobody wants a potion of visibility too. Okay, I'll take that. Yay. I'll take that. Potion of visibility.
So, Wilmer, do you dispense that information that you found out about
Yeah.
Kids?
So there's 2 of them?
Yes, there is 2 of them. We only know about 1. We don't know where the other is, I guess.
It's probably one of the other people that, you know, I guess it's probably one of the other houses or whatever that would probably be going to be against us, I'm guessing.
Well, they had a wolf. They had a wolf mark on their heads as well, right?
Yep. One had the wolf. I think the other one is marked with something else. I'm not sure.
Both
which.
Had were marked with the wolf.
Well, both
yeah,
were.
So they're both under us. They're both part of our.
Okay, I thought one was marked something different. Never mind. My bad.
Wolfie.
One was an elf. One was a tiefling.
Is there anywhere where I can sell like the bells right now?
No.
Or no? Okay. All right.
If we keep these candidates, 2, both alive, then they can help each other in their future endeavors, and we don't have to worry about the final result if they reach the top, because we'll have won whether either of them wins or lose.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what their races or the origins. It simply matters that they live through the trials to come. We are their guardian angels. We have to ensure this.
Oh.
So, you guys can rest because you got nothing else to do. You can take your long rest now if you like.
Does a tuning something count as long rest or no?
I believe you could attune something in a long rest.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm gonna attune.
You have to spend
my...
at least an hour attuning to it, so you should be able to.
Yeah, I'll take a long rest and also attune to my arrow catching shield.
Okay.
I'm okay, so, I mean, do I really need rest in this space? I mean, do we still get tired in this place, or...?
Yes, you do.
Oh, never mind. I'll take some sleep then.
I'm gonna take a long rest.
I just wanna let you guys know about this. Is you gain +5 sanity for every long rest. Unless you're out of
nice. Prison.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I met.
Thankfully, I haven't casted any magic, so we're all good.
Yep. I didn't cast nothing. I used my staff, so.
I kept waiting for you to blow something up. I was like, blow something up, blow something up, blow something up.
Ha ha! I was like, wait a second. I remember the dude with like, when he was trying to cast something, he's like, I don't know. So, no, thanks. I'm good. Nope.
I'm going to take my long rest, but while everybody else is sleeping, everybody else is kind of settled in. I'm going to sneak out of our barracks and try to break the teleportation crystal.
Okay.
Isn't it in the barracks?
Yeah, it is.
No. Well, I thought it was in a separate room, in a map room to one side.
The map room is inside your barracks.
Okay.
So, roll me a stealth check.
Okay, stealth. Come on. There we go. 12.
Okay. So you slink up next to the crystal. Roll me a perception check.
Perception. Okay. 18.
Okay. So you get up to the crystal and you go to touch it, to smash it, and you hear a quiet voice say, "I wouldn't do that."
I look around to see who's nearby.
You don't see anyone.
I'm going to play my chaotic, true neutral alignment here and go try to smash it anyway.
You as you lift up to smash it, you all suddenly feel a short sword put to your throat. I said you don't want to do that.
Ah. Okay, I'm going to step slightly back.
You bump into somebody.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Look around and see who it is.
You see a hooded thief. Or rogue-like person.
Male or female?
Male.
Oh.
Were you expecting her?
I didn't know who I was expecting. So,
I'm the thief trainer.
Thief trainer?
Yes. There are a bunch of different trainers sanctioned to this entire barracks. We're supposed to train you guys. And also watch in case you get out of hand.
Remarkable. And... my coming here has brought you forth.
No, I've been in the room the whole time.
Remarkable. And so, with your sword at my throat, your instructions are what?
Go to sleep.
Fine. So I go back to my bunk and go to sleep.
You see him just sit down next to the crystal and disappear.
Great.
All right, so everyone, what is your passive perception?
Passive perception?
11.
16.
Oops. How do you calculate that?
Modifier.
Passive perception.
8 plus your proficiency plus your modifier, yeah.
Okay. Wisdom modifier. 9.
I got 14.
What was yours, Brendan?
16.
Okay. You guys don't hear anything until, Wilmer, you feel yourself get picked up and smashed into the ground. And you all hear that.
Are the lights on?
The lights are on. They're always on. Okay. They're magic lights.
Oh, that's annoying.
And it's morning. And there's this barbarian standing over your barbarian that he's just thrown to the ground. You are weak. I will break you to make you stronger.
I get up. I smile. And then I go into a proud fist fight.
He slugs back and forth with you.
Yes, yes. I laugh with him.
And he laughs back.
Good morning. How are you?
Fucking early for barbarian bullshit.
Having a good day today. I assume.
Hey, what are you? You're a cleric?
Yes.
You hear two more footsteps coming in.
Swear to God, if you touch me, I will kill you.
There's also this cleric standing over you. No time for sleep. There is religious matters to be had.
Oh, you're one of those fuckers. fucking zealots.
and there's this quiet warlock-looking type who kind of comes in and he goes. He's got his head in his book and he looks around and he goes, "Is there a warlock in here?"
Hello.
Come, we must study at the library.
Okay, I follow him.
He goes to stop you. He goes to take you, and then you're stopped by the tiefling female, and she tells the trainer to continue. And he goes, you can't really understand what he says, but she understands him.
Hmm.
She walks into the room. Good, you are all up.
I am still in a fist fight with my buddy.
She claps her hands and the trainer stops.
Yeah, we're up. Can we go back to sleep now?
No. Oh, your patron wishes to see you.
Matron, what's he done for us lately?
She and the only reason you're alive is because of her.
Well, she's not my fucking patron.
Is this patron cute?
Will she feed us breakfast?
You will get breakfast after you talk with her. Now follow.
I'm going to rebelliously climb out of bed and just walk out the door in my pajamas.
Ian, roll me a perception check.
Perception check. Get back to my skills. Perception check is 0.
actually, Jesus. Surprisingly, despite that, you see the thief trainer waving at you with his knife in hand.
Okay. I wave back.
No one else sees that, of course. All right, so she takes you back to the obsidian slash concrete room, and the white marble thing is gone. And there is actually a teleportation portal to a different dimension that you can't see through.
I would just like to note that I'm still in bed.
The barbarian picks you up out of bed and drags you.
I'm still wearing my armor, by the way.
He's dragging you by your armor.
I'm letting him do it. I don't care.
I converse with the barbarian as we walk.
Okay.
You two bond perfectly.
I'm just going to say, like, what the heck just went on? And, okay. Whatever. I can just lay back down if I want. I'm just going to sit down and wait for the trainer guy for me. Or just like...
I'll pick him up.
No. It's better. When you go to sit back down, you lay on something.
The fuck? I'm going to stand up.
So when you turn around, as you stand up and turn around, it's the thief.
The hell? Okay.
And he's kind of picking his nails with his knife, and he's like, I suggest you follow them.
Why? I mean, there's no sorcerer trainer, at least that's what I've seen.
They're not taking you to the trainer.
Okay. Where am I supposed to go? Because nobody told me anything, so I'm kind
it will
of...
It'll all be explained once you meet her.
Her? Who?
Wolfa.
Patron, we've talked about this.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm gonna follow then. Ugh. Just whatever. I don't. Whatever.
So as you guys get there, the tiefling gestures and the barbarian dragging the cleric goes, Mistress Wren, you forgot this one. And throws him at her feet.
My eyes are closed this entire time and I'm just trying to go back to sleep.
It's morning and it's like 12 hours have passed.
Wait, is there actual
time
that exists?
Do not underestimate me. I will sleep.
Wait, does time actually exist in this world? What the heck? I thought time doesn't exist here. What the heck? Okay, whatever.
You've gotten the equivalent of 12 hours of sleep.
Okay, because I was like confused because you mentioned something like that. I was like, wait a sec.
Time doesn't exist in this pocket dimension. You're right. But you've gotten the equivalent of 12 hours. And so Mistress Wren gestures and goes, this is the portal to the realm of the gods. Please step through.
Gods? All the gods? One god?
I step through.
I'm just gonna step through. It's like, okay.
I'm gonna go around the back of this portal and step through that way.
You still end up in the exact same place.
So back in front of the portal with everybody else?
No. You step through and you join all the other people who went through.
Oh,
in the same place. Yeah. Nice try. And because someone's trying to sleep, the barbarian trainer taps on your shoulder, Wilmer, and goes, take him too.
All right. I just pick him up and heft him over my shoulder.
You are aware I'm like I'm 6 foot and I'm wearing full plate armor. Chainmail.
You are aware that I'm 6'10".
Still. Like that's a lot.
He's got 20 strength, so
yeah. I think he can hold
me. I have 20 strength.
Oh you do. Oh wow.
By the way, your stats are ridiculous.
I know, right? I was like, holy shit, I rolled good rolls. I rolled the 20 and then the 15 and then the 16, and I was half expecting the last three to just be so shit.
How do you roll a 20?
Oh, I mean, sorry. I rolled 18, but it's plus 2 with Dragonborn.
Alright, so anyways, once you're all through, you see three figures standing before you. Everyone make me an Arcana religion check.
Arcana.
Arcana.
Oh, minus 2, no matter
what. Same here. So it doesn't matter. Modified 22.
10.
17 on religion.
22!
Nice.
22. Oh, yeah.
So, everyone who rolled above the 5, you recognize this one figure as Cthulhu, the god of chaos and destruction.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. He has a human body, and he's like has an octopus for a head, and he's wearing seaweed to cover his body.
Never mind. He's gonna make a comment, but he's like, no, never mind. I'm not gonna. Never mind.
He's gonna. did anyone get over a 10?
Yeah, I got 17. Over a 10.
I got 18
easily.
I got a 22.
22 as well.
22. Okay.
For those of you who got over a 10, you recognize the middle figure as Cathanion, god of dark traditions and the sea, older brother of Cthulhu. He has a squid for a head, but is dressed very similarly in seaweed as an outfit. And then for those of you who beat a 15, there's this female figure. This is Lolith Arachna, goddess of the drow. She's got naked woman bits, but as you look closer to her body, you notice that her back half is a spider.
Dang it.
She's the queen of spiders.
I'm still dragon.
Sweet.
They start to approach you, hunger for flesh in their eyes, when a bright, radiant light blinds them and making them step back. And three more figures appear. Religion history check from everybody.
Religion and history check.
Okay. 0.
10 for me.
Natural 20.
Okay. So those of you who rolled a 5, or above a 5, you recognize one of these, Celeste, goddess of the sun. She's wearing a simple crown with a sun atop of it. But she's gold like the sun itself, with golden curly locks. For those of you who rolled above a 10, Princess Luna, goddess of the moon. She's pale skin. And she seems to have like moonlight coming off of her with ebony black hair. She wears a very light silky dress that almost looks like that. And she's got these golden white bracelets of the moon around her wrist. Finally, for those of you who rolled above a 15, you recognize the head of the three as Galactica, head goddess of all good. Of all good gods, she wears a tight, form-fitting dress and a necklace with the universe around her neck, and the jewels seem to sparkle like galaxies.
I immediately propose.
Yeah!
To which one?
All three of them.
I'll propose to the... I'll say
there
hi to the moon.
There are four females here.
Am I still on his shoulder?
I'll propose to all four of them. All four of them. All four of them.
I punch him. I smack him in the back of the head.
You're still asleep, aren't you? Wait. Did you wake up?
I'm trying to sleep. I am not asleep.
I place him on the ground and then propose to all four of them.
I still slap you.
Good. Princess Luna just kind of laughs and chuckles at the idea. Lolith looks disgusted.
I'm laughing. I'm like,
Cthulhu and Cathnathid are confused. Celeste and Galactica kind of ignore you as they step in to kind of berate these three evil gods. Celeste speaks first. You're not supposed to touch other gods' champion. Lolith then speaks up. It isn't our fault. Their god has it shown here to protect them.
Wait. Back that up. Hold a second. The god. Wait. He's not here?
She.
That's
odd.
She. Remember, it's a she. You don't know if she's...
I'd say he's kind of just like, he doesn't really care. He's just like, she, it, whatever. He's trying to put all the pronouns here, so... He's not rude.
Princess Luna steps in and is like, that is not for you to judge. Where just then, as that happens, three celestial wolves surround you. Everyone make a nature religion check.
Modified 20.
Ooh! Natural 20.
21 on nature.
Natural 20 and same, plus my 20. Plus my, hold up, dang it.
Plus, 5 on religion.
23 altogether in total. That's plus my 3 in religion, so 23. Boom.
Okay. So those of you who rolled above the 10, you recognize these wolves as wolf as alpha, male and female. And their child. For those of you who rolled above the 15, you follow the wolves where they came from, and you find Wolfa, a wood elf-looking woman in a red cloak, followed by a pack of wolves. The wolves bow to her as she approaches. She steps in between both groups. These are my charges, and neither of you will touch them. Come.
Proposes.
Okay, I'm gonna try to pull it back from that to stop him from doing it. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm sorry about him. He's kind of
proposes.
Whatever.
Proposes. 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 Proposes.
She
I'm trying to stop him.
She says, "I'm flattered, my child, but I have no interest in humanoids."
I'm a dragon. You're still very beautiful, though, and I love you. Please think about it. Bye.
Come with me, my children. I shall explain everything. I'm sorry. I'm late.
You want to hold hands?
That's fine. That's fine. It's cool.
I'll follow along.
I'll go with
the whole way. I'm still laying on the ground, not moving.
I grab him.
You gotta pick him up, please.
So
I grab him and pick him up.
No. What happens is one of the wolves scoops him up and throws him onto his back.
That's... Oh, wait. This is actually more comfortable in the bed, so this is fine.
But a lot smellier.
Yeah, who cares?
The pack surrounds you, and they... Wolfa takes you down a bunch of different corridors until this, and the corridors seem to spawn as she steps. So there's like no real set out layout, it seems. It just seems that she knows where she's going. Eventually she comes to this this place that looks like nothingness, and she pushes through, and it's kind of this space door that wobbles, and she steps through. Do you follow?
Yep.
Yes.
Going through.
Immediately.
So
she's beautiful.
All of you in the pack come through, and you're in this forest area filled with animals, fays, and other goddess and goddesses of nature.
I look around. So, what the?
I look around for all females and propose.
They agree.
Oh, God. Thank goodness. Can somebody smack him off the side of the head, please? Thank you.
Wolfa kind of turns and goes, "Welcome to my heaven from the mortal plane. So, I'm going to be straight with you.
That would be a surprise.
That's...
You have only found half of your charge. There is another.
The female.
Yeah, I figured.
Okay, I'm glad you figured that out before I could even tell you. And that is the end of this adventure.
Hey everyone, it's Wilmer again, and finally this wraps up session one, or what we call it, the awakening, obviously. And we hope you enjoyed our first session, and hope you stick around for all of the future sessions to come. We've already recorded session two, and we've recorded part one of session three, and we'll be going around and making sure everything's okay, and I'll be editing them, of course, and everything. But yeah, we hope you enjoyed, and we hope you come back for session two, which will be uploaded shortly after these, most likely. Thank you.